Hello and welcome to SitSock. What follows is a lost episode, only recently transcribed from a recording found in a cave in an isolated island off the coast of Paraguay. That's totally the reason why it cuts out at the end abruptly, and it's definitely nothing to do with us forgetting to put fresh batteries in our recording device. Enjoy.
You can check the levels with an arc recording.
I said I don't trust them.
You don't trust who?
Meteorologist in Colorado.
Is that because it's really hard to say the word meteorology?
Actually, surprisingly, no. Eyeball. Money. Give me that.
It gives me that?
It gives me that. Let's make sure I put those trash cans in the right spot.
Okay. And they're gone.
And fuck it, not mine. Those are rented trash cans.
Why don't you trust meteorologists?
Because I think that their confidence, their confidence estimations
are too high. Their overconfidence is their weakness?
That makes it sound personal.
And their
I think
faith
it's not
their
personal.
Friends is yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which way should we go today?
That's kind of a Kendrick question.
I know. I normally check traffic.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kyle.
Anyway, I think that this is Kendrick. And that.
You think that you're Kendrick?
I think so. Kendrick to ergo sum, I think, therefore I am, right?
You said that Latin really fast.
It's the one piece of Latin all philosophers are obligated to know.
You're like, you're choking on.
I think that they are overconfident in their estimations, and that there are variables at play that they don't take into account very well.
Like Ned Stark would be a weatherman because he did not understand the games that were happening around him. And therefore underestimated everything.
There has to be a joke here about thrones as a type of cloud structure, but I can't be bothered to figure one out.
But he wasn't wrong about winter coming, so maybe he was the best weatherman.
I mean, to be fair, if there's one thing you can rely on in life, it's that winter is coming.
Well, any successful weatherman should probably, you know, be able to at least have that going for them, right?
But I mean, seriously, for legitimate, like, I don't think that in Colorado they can do a very good job of estimating precision. Like, they'll say stuff like, a big-ass storm is coming, and you're like, okay, and then it comes through and it turns out to be a tiny-ass storm. You're like, okay, well, that wasn't worth my time. Or they'll say, it's coming tonight, and then it comes 2 days early or 2 days late.
Is it basically easy to assume that you can just take the, whatever they say and assume that that's exactly what's not going to happen?
They're not even consistent enough for that.
Okay.
I think that...
Because sometimes they still...
Because sometimes they're right. Okay. It's not that they're wrong 100% of the time. I just genuinely think that there's pieces of the puzzle they're missing, and they don't know, or they don't want to talk about it.
Do you know what they... you sound like it's clandestine right now. Do you know it? Do you know who controls the weather machine, Kendrick?
I do. There's the hurricane machine in the White House.
Oh, shit.
To turn on to kill black people.
And Trump's son is just pressing a button.
Like. Yeah, Bush used it all the time, apparently. Trump's doing it now. Like, yeah, I don't know. I think that it's just because of the Front Range of the mountains. They cause wind effects. And that gets coming in hot.
They cause birth defects in the wind.
Yeah, they cause birth defects in the wind.
Did you hear that, everybody? Sitsock said it first. Foothills cause birth defects.
Yeah, but we should say all sorts of stuff first, just so we could be ahead of the curve on the off chance.
So that was my whole mentality.
Coconuts cause testicular cancer. You heard it here first, folks.
That's my whole mentality on bandwagoning a sports team. You just say you like every sports team right now.
Yeah.
And then you never have to worry about bandwagoning.
Because you just go back.
Yeah, you can just go back and be like, 2011, I said I like the Broncos. I'm not bandwagoning.
Remember how I wrote that down on a piece of paper and framed it? Yeah, that was weird. Why did you do that?
I have a
not bandwagoning every sports team. I spent $200 once buying every jersey. Sorry, it's this whole stretch is a little on the Humpty Dumpty side.
This is a
relatively new.
Yeah,
it's getting nicer. They're putting it together. But anyway, yeah, I think it's just too many variables. Like, and they don't really get a good handle on it because, you know, sometimes just a weird wind will blow in and push something through faster. Or so I listen to, you know, I don't really actively follow the news or the weather. I look at the current weather. I feel like they can usually get the current weather down pretty good. Like what it is this exact moment outside. They're all right there. But on par with looking.
Looks like weather.
It looks like it's kind of dreary this morning. It was raining.
I thought that was just your sprinkler.
Nope, I don't use sprinklers. Cheap bastard.
I know.
I think that pisses me off because they're the hubris of it. Like, well, we're gonna have a big storm today. Nothing.
Do you think that, like, are you assuming that weathermen are, like, they're confident in their own prediction, or are they just trying to help people by...
I think they're doing the best they can.
Patterns, like an econometric would, like an econometric student is doing.
Oh, it's
like
a science. I'm not saying it's complete, like, fucking made up witchcraft kind of shit. I just think that they're overconfident in their models. And that there's an aspect to at least Colorado weather. I'm sure everyone has this complaint, but...
Especially Colorado Springs.
Yeah. I think that there's just something about it here where they can't get the confidence. Their confidence in their numbers is higher than it ought to be.
It should be like a confidence metric that goes with weather. Like, because if it is basically just pattern recognition and things like that, you should be able to associate like they have percent chances of
yeah, that's basically the confidence levels, right?
But it's not even close. So sometimes you're right, like. Maybe
well,
it is close.
Then there's those things like there's a 45% chance of scattered showers. What do you do with that information?
You know that no matter where you are or where you've been or where you think you can hide, there might be scattered showers.
So, like, I mean actively, like, what do you do?
I feel like
knowing that
it should be more around, like, the temperature's okay, right? Like, that'd be cool. I mean, if they could accurately guess that'd be cool. But... I'd rather have them spend less time predicting the like minute to minute weather and more time like telling me, you know, verbosely when there's going to be something crazy that happens.
That's about the one thing they can kind of get a handle on is there's a big ass storm system coming, but the problem is you have to ask, well, when? And they're just sort of like soon.
Yeah, it's like a terror threat alert level.
Yeah,
like we have a weather level red today.
Well, fine example. Blood rain. That big ass storm that came through last Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and everyone stayed home.
Oh yeah.
Well,
there's snow now, guys.
Yeah. But it was supposed to be Friday that it rolled in,
and it did Thursday, and then by Friday night it was already like all melted.
It had already rolled through. So like if you built any plans off of those predictions, you'd be fucked.
And in fact, we're because we were gonna see a movie, and then we got snowed out because it was the day before, but we didn't make plans based off the weather. It's just interesting.
So I just think that it's a general trend, but if you plan anything with any degree of specificity, it doesn't work very well. And at the end of the day, it's Colorado. You should have a jacket in your car. Right?
Yeah, no, that's true. Layers,
probably
is
pair of boots.
You grow up learning about layers in Colorado. That's important.
I find it confusing when I meet people who didn't learn about layers because it's like, I guess that's privilege. You meet people who are like from Florida, and all they're wearing is a pair of flip flops and, you know, a Speedo.
See, I don't buy that shit because if you have anybody from Florida that's going to Colorado, like if they've even been here for a day, they know that flip flops don't work.
But
like, cause
no, what I mean though is then what they wear is the like all of the shit, and it's like
a parka.
Yeah, they just a parka, and you're like, oh man, now I'm too hot. Yeah, well, yeah, I mean. You got a transition, buddy. It's Colorado.
I understand that, but like
you had all seasons in a day.
Here. So you've heard it here, guys. Everybody, Kendrick wants to murder and kill all the other men, but not the women, just the men, because he's sexist. Because he hates them. He hates them like
I don't know why.
He hates them like Gollum hates hobbits. So I'm acutely aware now of the dress and attire of individuals in places that I've been to that doesn't match. Yeah, I'm acutely aware.
Sorry, I was just obviously looking at my shirt and then Kyle and then the road and then my shirt and then Kyle and then the road. And look at that building. They're finally tearing it fucking down.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, they have made no progress since yesterday.
We're like, you see somebody who's like, okay, we're in Colorado. That's where we're at. If you don't know that, we're here. Everybody probably,
all of our listeners are also here.
Okay. So, when you go to Chicago, or you go to San Francisco, or you go to New York, or you go to Florida, all states by a large body of water, it's humid as fuck.
Yep.
Humid AF.
It's humid as fuck. You got my truck.
It's really good. You got my truck.
You got to go to the trucks.
Okay. And when I see on television someone wearing what I would wear on a cold day in Colorado, on a cold or normal day and or cold day in those other states, I get confused and angry because I see someone who like would optionally wear a hoodie and jeans in Florida on a normal day, and I'm like, okay, I don't believe that you're human.
I don't think that
you. Yes, I don't think that you exist.
I'm going to kill you if I meet you. I don't trust you.
Obviously, are some kind of lizard person because you're cold blooded and you need to keep your blood warm.
Yeah, I can't imagine wearing that.
And I just listening to the Dresden Files books too. I like he wears a duster all the time in Chicago, and he comments on it in the recent book I'm reading where like it's too hot for him to wear a coat, and that's the only time he ever does it. But he's like going through springs and all the seasons, and I'm like, how do you exist in Chicago wearing any kind of any form of like jacket in the summer? I don't know. You probably get used to it. You acclimate, right? But
I always thought Chicago was generally colder.
Not in the summer.
No.
Apparently the last like 4 years I've been going to Chicago once a summer because it was either an event or Sydney I would go to a show.
I've never been. I don't like getting shot.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that if you go to rich white people areas.
Ah, there you go.
You just have to know where those are.
My peeps. I gotta check out. I gotta stick to my hood.
I'm sorry. The white people areas.
Yeah.
They don't have to be the rich white people.
No, I think they do. I think there's lots of poor white people.
Basically, just stay on the Manhattan Mile somewhere.
We used to have coworkers, sales guys that lived in Chicago. And I used to give them shit all the time whenever I would avoid it when we were on meetings and stuff, but when we were face-to-face and hanging out, drinking, whatever. I would be like, hey, you should come visit. I was like, yeah, I don't like getting shot. And they're like, fair enough. And then they pull out the map of Chicago, the borough map or whatever. And they're not boroughs, whatever they are. They're not.
That's the San Francisco.
Boroughs is New York usually.
Oh, that's right. That's
I don't remember what they
What's
are.
What's the
Chicago.
San Francisco one?
I don't.
The patty melt. The sure. The one where you're like.
Oh, the tenderloin.
The tenderloin.
Yeah. Tenderloin?
Yeah, it is. It's the tenderloin. It makes me laugh.
We had pork tenderloin yesterday, so I was confused. But
it's the maple pork tenderloin area.
Oh, yeah, that sounds delicious.
No.
But anyway,
it's full of homeless people and murderers.
And they'll stab you.
Why do they call it something so positive when it's so negative?
Because it's San Francisco. Anyway, no, the they show the sections or whatever it is. Zip codes. I don't know what it was. But and they were all very colors of pink and red. And a couple of them were white. And it was the murders per year or something like that. And he said, now we're over in this area here, which is like a nice white area. And then I live over in this area, white area, and there's a bunch of red spots in the middle. Like,
yeah, in the middle.
And right. You take the subway through there, and it's like,
yeah, because okay. That's what people say you do. You like you land in Midway, you take a car to get to where you need to go. You don't like walk or anything like that from Midway.
And it's like, oh, no, you'll get shot. It's like, oh, okay.
You want to go to where like Obama's from, you like take a car there because you don't want to like actually go to in the areas around it. It's the same thing with like Detroit and places in San Francisco, too. And yeah. In Hawaii, or when we were in Maui, we asked one of the Lyft drivers, and it's like, yeah, you don't go there. You go to a place there, and then you leave, but you don't, like, hang around and walk around out there. Like, yeah. Just how you do. And I
Which
can't,
it's
honestly,
so hard to relate to, because in the Denver metro area, there's nowhere
that.
Like that.
I was just going to say, like, what place in Denver do you not go to?
Four Points?
Maybe, but, like, Four Points has been gentrified, I thought.
Yeah, it's most of the way there.
Oh, no.
Colfax?
Even that.
Stretches
like,
of Colfax are the sketchiest places we have.
Yeah, they look really sketchy, but I've never...
Well, and there's, like, meth heads and hookers, but they're not actively shooting you. Bits of Aurora, maybe, but Aurora's been on the up and up for the last 10 years.
I kind of think it's, like, harder, because you assume so many places in Colorado are just generically safe. And
yeah. You
might end up in one of those small areas that's just, like, a little crime villa.
Pueblo.
Well, actually, yeah, I mean, it depends on where you go in Pueblo.
I mean, there are places in Pueblo you don't want to go.
And Springs, there's places in the Springs you don't want to go either. There's places even in Castle Rock you don't want to go. But when I guess it's like, I don't know, they're not as defined as a place. Like, you don't go to the Tenderloin after 8, and you're like, where the fuck is that? And you're like, right here on the map.
I'm right there. I'm in the middle of it. My hotel's in the middle
of
it. Great.
Which is funny, because there's a lot of hotels, like, in the outskirts. It's like a African safari where you're like, don't go into the safari lands. But you could stay right next to them. It's okay, we're fine, we have fences. Or like a private
I still
beach.
Like that the experience I've had with the Tenderloin was walking through it drunk most times. And the other part was the fact that our hotels always seemed to be right in the middle of it.
See, like, you were going to San Francisco a lot, and I would go to Chicago, which is interesting.
It wasn't a lot, it was just a few times.
No, that's what I mean, but like for our travel is interesting.
I've never been to Chicago. I've never been. It's funny.
I really like Chicago.
I've never had a reason.
That's the thing. Going to the stuff there's some really good food.
Yeah.
The Field Museum itself is one worth.
This is the problem I have is, like, I want to go to New York and eat the pizza, but I can't justify taking time off, buying a plane ticket, putting the rest of my life on hold to fly to New York to eat some pizza. You know,
there's
I gotta
like
have
a
some
few
other
things
thing
to do, like there.
Yeah, I gotta have a, I gotta have like a trip.
Yeah,
you know, some.
I'm like, thinking about trying to go to Indianapolis for a convention, but like I have to get all the money together. But again, like, see what you mean, because like I would never go to Indianapolis alone.
Just
like,
for the fuck
just
of it,
for the
right?
fuck
like,
of it.
Oh, I'm in Indianapolis.
I don't
now.
Know. Actually, yeah, I think that's a good point. So we might have talked about traveling already, but Kendrick and I are old. Like, we're old as fuck. We're at least.
Well, we both 30. Like traveling, though.
I don't really like traveling.
I like being in
places. See, okay. That's what I like to do. I don't mind being somewhere else with, like, maybe a goal in mind. Like, when I went to Milwaukee for, like, the Fantasy Flight Store Championship, World Championship stuff. Great. It's not crazy. Like, or Minnesota, I'm sorry. It was, like, a very good experience. So, Minnesota was really cool. There's basic stuff there. It's just like Colorado in the terms of what's there. But there's a really cool place there. And I went there for a reason. And same with, like, Chicago. We went to a show. And same with, like, all these places.
So ends the lost episode of Sitsock. Who knows what else our intrepid heroes discussed after this? Perhaps an even deeper discussion of the unstable foundation of meteorology. Maybe more random, incorrectly pronounced Latin. Perhaps secrets of the universe that will remain buried for years to come. The only way to find out is to come find us at Denver Comic Con. Yes, that's right, I'm actually going through the trouble of making a plug here. We'll all be there. Come see us in our fancy shirts. We'll give you something like a sticker, or a high five, or a look of deep, deep contempt. June 30th through July 2nd at the Denver Convention Center. You know where it is. Come find us. See you there. Sitsock out.